Crumbling bridges, shabby schools, and struggling hospitals. Cities need funds to thrive, and those funds most often come from higher taxes, debt, or austerity. Well, a new book argues it doesn't have to be this way. Dag Detter is co-author of The Public Wealth of Cities.
Cities are enormously wealthy. They are practically sitting on a gold mine. But we don't have any city anywhere in the world who really knows what they own. They know what they owe in terms of debt, but nobody has a treasure map, if we call it that, which is a list of assets and a valuation of those assets.
That seems extraordinary. A balance sheet is what you're talking about. Cities don't have them. Why not?
The balance sheet was invented 700 years ago, and that enabled us to create capital markets, which led to the invention of capitalism. But the funny thing is, the public sector has never adopted this fundamental innovation.
So give me some examples then, in terms of cities that are using their wealth effectively.
Copenhagen is probably the most recent one. They've taken part of the harbour, plus rather big military garrison, and they transfer that into a holding company.
They didn't sell it?
No, they didn't sell it. They transferred it, which is the important point here. But you can't do this inside a government, because a government doesn't have a balance sheet and it doesn't know how to manage commercial risk. So they need to have an institution, almost like a central bank, that is dedicated to this one thing, to manage that commercial risk. And then they can enter into commercial agreements with private sector developers, but not give away and undo wealth, public wealth, to the private sector. So Copenhagen did this, started 30 years ago, and today they see the result of this because it has developed the whole harbor, and the yield from this has been able to fund the metro system. We have a number of cities now in the U.S. that are looking into this just for the purpose of really regenerating their cities, which are in badly need of better infrastructure and maintenance for the infrastructure.
That's Dag Detter, previous president of the Swedish holding company Statum and co-author of The Public Wealth of Cities.